Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I've entitled this, God Works Behind the Scenes. God works behind the scenes. You know, and sometimes where we think God is not there. Have you ever felt like, Lord, where are you? I'm alone in this. What's up? What's going on? You don't feel close to God. You don't know if He's involved. You think and you ask questions and why, etc. Well, God works behind the scenes in a lot of people's lives. In fact, that's one of His major ways of working. And I want to look at the story in the book of Esther. You probably have heard of Esther. We're going to look at it just in case you don't know it. And we're going to look at the fact that this insignificant woman became the queen of Persia. That's huge. That's huge. You know, when you look at some people, you look at Joseph. He became the 2RC, the prime minister of the world-conquering Egyptian government. But a lot of the work was done behind the scenes. We see David, he becomes one of the greatest kings. A lot of the work was done behind the scenes in the cave. Amen. It took him 13 years to get to that position. And so sometimes we become a little bit impatient and we want it now. And you know, that's what a lot of people, they want it when they want it, otherwise they get mad. I want it now, and if I don't get it now, you know, it's like when I first came to America, the drive-thrus. I couldn't believe it. We didn't have drive-thrus in South Africa. And then I saw a bank drive-thru. I thought, that's absolutely amazing. I was not used to something like that. But you know what happened? So I was so appreciative of the drive-thrus. And then I got used to the place, and I started getting irritated when I had to wait longer than I thought. Come on. You all know what I'm talking about. We almost become entitled. It's a spirit of entitlement. And you better watch out because it can hit the greatest child of God. Yeah? You can start getting all this angst and stuff inside of your spirit, and yet you've just come out of your prayer closet. Anyone been there? So the book of Esther is amazing. I've got 3 points I want to give to you, but we've got a text here I want us to read. Esther 4. Go with me to Esther 4. And while you're turning to Esther 4, I want to tell you this. Esther, the book of Esther, God is not mentioned. 2 books that God is not mentioned. Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, and Esther. God is not mentioned in those books. But you can see Him working behind the scenes. When you know the story of Esther, you know God was involved. Amen. And so we're looking at Esther 4. Verse 14, and you're going to have to turn there while they're trying to get the computers working, but here we go. Esther 4, 14 says, this was Mordecai speaking to Esther, and he said to her, if you remain silent at this time, and we'll look at what he's talking about in a minute, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Everyone say, for such a time as this. Do you know you're sitting in this chair in Port St. Lucie, in Florida, in the United States of America, at this place, at this time, and I believe it's for such a time as what we're facing? I truly believe that with my heart of hearts. We are here for a specific purpose and reason. And there is no one that's insignificant in the kingdom of God. Not one of us. Tell your neighbor, say, you're not insignificant. You see, because too often what happens is people have labeled us drug addict, a user, a thief, and they've labeled us, and we've let that label stick to us, and we can't see who we really are because of labels given to us by people. But God. God doesn't label you. He does label you. He labels you as a king with a priestly anointing and a child of his. That's how he labels us. He does not label us as loser, thief, drug addict. No. God looks at the bigger picture. And he begins to work behind the scenes to get you to fulfill the destiny that is preordained before the foundation of the earth. Before you were in your mother's womb. Listen, he works in the darkest places. I love it. And so point number one, no one is exempt. Write this down. No one is exempt and no one is left out. That's what I love about God. It's a level playing field. No one's left out. No one's exempt from God doing mighty things. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. We need to know our God. We need to know what is given to us, what we can do, and how we can do it. My wife said, look up, because your help comes from above. It comes from above. God raises up and God takes down. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Amen. And so it's a powerful thing. God will use anyone from the lowest to the highest. Now Esther, her parents died when she was still a child, very young. So her uncle, Mordecai, adopted her. She had no parents, she had no future, and she was in exile. In other words, she was in captivity in Babylon, where they were taken into captivity. Mordecai was part of the clan from Israel when King Nebuchadnezzar came and captured them and took Israel prisoners and as slaves, a lot of them, to Babylon. Mordecai was part of that group. And then she was adopted by Mordecai. So she didn't have a bright future. She was living in captivity. No parents. I mean, can you imagine how she must have been feeling? In captivity, no future, no parents. What have I got? What am I going to do? Some of you are in positions like that. Some of you didn't know your parents. Some of your parents might have turned you away. Some of you, you know, just through attacks of the enemy has lied to you and lied to you and told you for years, look at you. You're no good to anyone. And, you know, it always brings me to remembrance about Lodabar. Lodabar was a place which means under, below, beneath, Lodabar. And that's where Mephibosheth, that's right. If you can say that name, you get a free candy. Mephibosheth was being raised. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, whose father was King Saul. And King David had a covenant with Jonathan. And so after Jonathan and Saul had been killed and everyone, Mephibosheth, who was now crippled in Lodabar, the place under, no hope, no future. David says, is there anyone left of Jonathan? And the servant comes and says, there's one in Lodabar and he's Mephibosheth. David says, go bring him. They go get him. Can you imagine a royal entourage arrives in this place where it's just nothing. It's terrible. They got no food. It's a bad place. Arrives there and says to Mephibosheth, the king has asked for you to come. He gets in the chariot and he's thinking to himself, now I'm going to be killed because I'm next in line to be king. And the kings of those days would kill anybody that had the DNA of the previous king. Anyone. Kids, children's kids, grandkids. They would wipe them out so that no one could threaten them as being the king, right? So Mephibosheth gets there thinking, oh God, he has trouble. He has big trouble. And David looks at him and says, I have a covenant with your father. From now on, you're eating at my table. I'm giving you land. I've got service to serve you. You're going to live like a king. And that's what God is saying to all of you. I know I'm speaking to someone right now. I don't know who it is I'm speaking to. But God is saying to you, where you've been, what you've come through, has only been a process for God to take you to where you're going. To sit at the table of the king. I'm telling you, listen to me. He says your gift will get you before kings. Some of you have got that gift. You haven't exercised it yet. Step out. Get on the water. Start to exercise it. And watch what God's going to do. Can you say amen? And so Mordecai and his ancestors been taken from Jerusalem, carried off with King Joachim. Joachim was the king of Israel at the time, or Judah. And Nebuchadnezzar takes him into exile into Babylon. Now, Esther, who happens to be the cousin of Mordecai, she's a cousin. Her actual name is Hadassah. Everyone say Hadassah. So why is she called Esther? Well, a couple of reasons. Hadassah actually means myrtle in Hebrew. And the myrtle is a sign of growth and prosperity. But what happens is they change her name to a name that fits in with the pagans. They don't want them to know who they are. No one knew Mordecai was Israeli. He hid that. And no one knew she was either. They hid that. And so she goes with the name Esther. And Esther was one of the gods of the pagans. So she fits in perfectly along with them, but they serve the God. Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. So, I mean, she's in a dark place. I mean, can you imagine? Wow. She's in a dark place. Can't even use her name, her given name. And so the name Esther, the Hebrew translation of Esther, means to hide, to conceal, and to be hidden. God hid her and kept her from being exposed as to who she was, because God had a big plan for her future. God's got a big plan for your future. You didn't even get that. Of course, if you did, you would have got excited. God has got a big plan for your future. But I'm already in my 60s. God has got a big plan for your future. Moses was in his 80s. Abraham was 100. God has got a great plan for your future. Say it out of your mouth. Say it now. You see, you're not exempt. You're the one who leaves yourself out of it. You're the one who cuts yourself off. Not God. And you look at all the things you've done wrong. Stop looking at what you've done wrong and start looking at what he's done right. Don't look at your bad. Look at his good. You've got a great future ahead of you. God has got this if you'll only surrender. Just surrender to him and stop fighting to get out of the situations that you get in. Rather, in the midst of the situation, say, okay, Lord, I know I'm here not by your design, and I know that you will get me out of this, because what the enemy means for my destruction, you'll turn it for my good. So in the midst of this trial I'm going through, you show me what it is I can learn and grow in the midst of the tribulation. Because listen, most of your growth comes in the tribulation. Yes. Oh, come on, you missed that. Most of your growth comes in the trial and the tribulation and the times you're pushed down and you feel, oh God, oh God, oh God. If you stand up and say, but God, rather than, oh God, you stand up and say, but God. I'm telling you, God will take you to levels you can't even exceed. You can't, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has in store for those. There are none exempt, none left behind, none left out. In God's kingdom, we're all part of a greater plan.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available.